Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome, and thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Could you please tell us your name and where and when you were born?
My name is Mary Wilkins, and I was born in Helena, Missouri, April 12, 1927.
Where did you grow up?
In a little town in the northwestern corner of Missouri called Waldron. A little wide place in the road.
And you went to high school there?
No, I went to high school in Parkville. If you've ever heard of Park College, it's Presbyterian College. It's where Park College is located.
What was your life like before you went back to school, to Ohio State Line?
Well, I was raising a son, and it was just mostly day-to-day housework and that kind of thing. Not very challenging. Well, other than, of course, raising a child is a challenge.
Why did you want to take courses at Ohio State Lima?
Because it was convenient. It was the only choice I had, and I thought it would be an exciting challenge, and it was.
How did your family feel about your plans? How did your parents feel? How did your husband feel?
Tolerant and supportive.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel on your first day of class?
Excited, nervous.
Mm-hmm. Why were you nervous?
Can I do this? Can I succeed? There's always that doubt.
What was the most challenging aspect to taking classes?
I would say financial.
Did Ohio State offer financial aid?
No. It was all up to me.
What was the best part of taking classes?
I would say the learning that took place, the learning in depth that you just don't get outside of a university.
What is your favorite memory of Ohio State Lima, whether at the high school or at Galvin Hall?
I would say some of the teachers that I had, Mrs. Rhodes, and she was very important to me. I enjoyed geology tremendously, and botany, and every class I took, when I took botany, I wanted to be a botanist, and when I took geology, I wanted to be a geologist.
Why was Mrs. Rhodes important to you?
She was supportive to me and gave me guidance. She was an excellent teacher.
How did you feel about taking courses from other schools to complete your degree?
Oh, I grasped them wherever I could. I took a course from a TV course from Bowling Green, and that was a pioneer thing then. I think I took one of the first courses. It was economics, and I took an art course by correspondence. But hey, it was another. That's not ideal for art, believe me. But it was another course out of the way.
What kind of student teaching experience did you have?
Very, very supportive, very good. Dr. Rockhold was my counselor, and so he helped a lot. He was my cooperating teacher.
What school was that at?
Well, it's not there anymore. It was West Middle School, and I did my student teaching in third grade. It's now a junior high.
Did you have to pass any kind of professional test?
You mean to begin teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I remember.
Who were the people who helped you the most when you were a student, and how did they help you?
I would say Ms. Rhodes and Dr. Rockhold.
What did it mean to you when you graduated?
I have arrived. I made it. Took me a long time. Yeah.
How long did it take you?
9 years. But I didn't have the money, and so it was a course at a time, and I took whatever I could. So it was a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. But hey, 1969 was a great year. We made it to the moon and back.
That's right. And your son saw you graduate, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, yes, yes. And then he graduated in 77 from Ohio State. So that's nice, too.
How did you feel when he graduated?
Another sigh of relief.
How did your degree help you, either personally or professionally?
Oh, immensely. I just can't measure it. I can't think what my life would have been like without it, because it took me so long to get through school. I was able to study in depth, and I had a depth of education that I would not have had if I had been rushed through in 4 years. So from that standpoint, it was a big advantage to me. And I think back on that today, and I relish that time that I had to do that in-depth study.
Is there anything you would have done differently?
I can't think of anything I would have done differently, no. I suppose I could have borrowed money and got through faster, but I, looking back, I don't do debt well, so I think I made the right decision.
What would you like to tell today's education students?
To take it seriously and really realize what is offered to them. It's not just a thing now and then. It's a process that can enrich their life and help them if they absorb it and make use of it.
Is there anything else you would like us to know about your experience as a student here?
I would say this. I am eternally grateful to the people who were farsighted enough to establish a branch here. And I know it was a lot of turmoil associated with it, but I'm grateful for that, because we talk about self-made man. We aren't self-made. You know, there's always somebody that supports us. And when I was going through the graduating ceremony in Columbus, I thought the people that we should be applauding are the ones in the audience who were supporting us and enabling us to get through. Because without that, we would not have made it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're
Those
welcome.
Those are all my questions.
You're welcome.